This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Mike Schuster. Reveling in your holiday booty? Not so fast. The frenzy of gift and holiday card exchanges may have passed, but it's not over yet. Now come the thank yous, a subject that's actually causing some controversy. Our Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel, recently explained the situation to Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
So what is all the fuss about a simple thank you note?
Well, everybody likes to be thanked, and there's actually an unseen, undocumented battle that is going on between the generations on this very subject. Older folks, the grandparents, were brought up in days when a written thank you was de rigueur, but young people, they just don't want to do it. They don't like snail mail.
Well, they probably don't even have the addresses.
It's true that it is hard to find the street address, and, you know, social arbiter Letitia Baldridge takes on that very issue in the latest edition of her etiquette book, New Manners for New Times. She insists that email thank yous are no substitute for the written, and in many cases, she talks about this, people don't even say thank you at all.
Hailed all the time from people all over the world, actually. The first ones to complain are the old ladies. Grandmothers and mothers-in-law have been terribly hurt and offended, and this hurt festers.
And I've spoken to a lot of younger people who said, hey, they have moved on. It's email, it's phone, or forget about it.
It's true. We're also used to emailing, so how do you know what to do?
Well, I've actually done some research on the question. I have the Complete Idiot's Guide to Etiquette here. We have the Etiquette Girls, More Things You Need to Be Told. This is for Gen Y. This is for the young people. And these books, they all agree, a written note, no matter how much emailing you do, is always best. And it's absolutely required for a substantial gift. You know what that is. A weekend visit, a formal dinner, things like that. And you really can't go wrong, even for smaller gifts and favors.
Okay, so what's the first thing you need to know about writing a note?
Well, one of the things that the etiquette mavens all talk about in all of these books is having really nice stationery. So I figured, why not go to the top? Mrs. John L. Strong Stationers. This is the Madison Avenue purveyor of stationery to high society for more than 70 years.
What did you look at?
This stuff was so beautiful. It was all engraved, which means the lettering is raised. It was on this thick archival paper, just beautiful to touch. And then we had to get into the question of color. What color do you want? And the company president, Joy Lewis, suggested for me red because I'm a brunette. And then we got into the issue of trying to match my handwriting to the actual typeface and the size of the stationery itself.
Why don't you write a couple of sentences? The Quick Brown Fox, Dear Mary, How Are You? I'm Fine. Anything.
Okay, I can do the Quick Brown Fox.
All right, let's see the Quick Brown Fox.
Madeline, we spent about an hour going through all these options.
So how much does this stationery cost?
The most expensive designs? $1,000 for just 100 note cards. So that works out to about $10 a card.
Well, that sounds like a really classy price.
Yes, it was a very classy price. But, you know, it was actually very helpful to see the creme de la creme so that I could get a sense when I went to the lower price shops and shopped around. And, you know, I actually was surprised because anything with raised print, something embossed, really was kind of pricey. Of course, the bottom line is there's all kinds of stationery for all kinds of people at all kinds of prices. There's a million ways to get stationery that you like.
And once you get this paper, what do you put on it?
The most important thing, the bottom line in these notes, is you have to say specifically what that gift was. That purple sweater from Aunt Tilly. Thank you, Aunt Tilly. Thank you for the purple sweater with the reindeer. Say something nice, even if you have to work at it. I love purple, my favorite color.
What if you just hate it? What can you say?
This is one occasion where the etiquette experts do say that a little white lie is okay because the main thing here is to make the people who love you, the people who care about you, feel good.
So what's the time frame to do all this thanking?
Okay, here's the good news from Letitia. You actually have 2 weeks.
Okay, so what if you're someone who just cannot get their act together and send them out within 2 weeks?
There is a way. I have heard of a website. You send an email, and a lovely lady there will write out in hand your thank you note straight to Grandma.
Somehow, Jessica, I don't think Letitia would approve.
I don't think Letitia would approve, but I guess you could say it's better than nothing.
Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel, thank you.
Thank you.
That interview from Day to Day's Madeline Brand. To see other stories by our Countess of Culture, Jessica Siegel, visit our website, npr.org.